It's been Mental Health Awareness Week here in New Zealand, and it's been beautiful to see this week how the themes from the week have been coming up in my world through different talks that I've done, conversations that I've had on workshops that I've run. And the theme this year was 5 ways in 5 days, with that idea of a different theme each day that can help build our wellness. And the themes were: Monday was taking notice, Tuesday was giving, Wednesday was being active, Thursday was connection, and Friday was learning. And it really was Thursday's theme of connection that I felt was weaved throughout the whole week and through all the themes. And the way that looked for me on Monday with the taking notice was really connecting in with what's going on outside of us, but actually also what's going on inside of us. So it might be a connection with nature. It might be a connection noticing the sounds that are going on around us. It might be taking notice of what's going on in our body, what's going on physically, but also what's going on for us emotionally as well. So yeah, really beginning to sort of slow down, take notice of what's happening. And no sort of talk on this topic is going to miss out getting off our devices. And I remember a time I was in Christchurch and I was with my parents and trying to find a restaurant, and, you know, had Google Maps open in front of me on the phone, and yeah, sort of walking along, trying to work out where I was on the map, only to look up and see the restaurant just a few yards in front. So yes, just taking notice, putting the phone down, taking notice of our breathing, taking notice of that sore shoulder or that aggravating hip, whatever it might be, as well as taking notice what we're feeling, how our soul's feeling, how our heart's feeling. And then again, what's going on outside of us, what's going on around us, noticing that as well. And with that, as we start to connect in with ourselves, then we're going to start picking that up on other people, starting to notice, oh, they don't see themselves, or they don't tell stories anymore, or I don't seem to see them as often, or I don't see them as online as often. And, you know, by doing that, again, that beautiful thread of connection that weaves us, it just helps us to potentially start one of those conversations that maybe, you know, are you struggling type thing. And a way of starting it when we can feel nervous about starting it is, hey, look, you know, I've just noticed that you haven't seen yourself recently, or you no longer come for work drinks, or whatever it might be that you've noticed, and then take the conversation from there. And then Tuesday's theme had me pondering because of it being giving. And I don't know about you, but when I think of that, the first thought that comes into my head is around giving money, giving to charity. And then when I thought about it more, I was like, actually, you know, what else can we give? And it is that idea of potentially for that person that's struggling, giving them our time, giving them our listening ear, giving them that friendship. Could be around giving or donating blood. It can be around giving something that we've created, a gift that we've made. So yeah, just have a ponder that money can be a tricky one for people, but what else? What else can we give? And also, again, what can we give to ourselves? What are we needing at the moment that maybe we have ignored or prioritized others over us? But yeah, what about what you need? What can you give to you? And then Wednesday around being active. And again, first thought that came to mind was movement, and absolutely a massive part of our well-being for so many different reasons, but also about being active in our life, you know, being the author of our story as opposed to just one of the characters in it. you know, making those conscious choices, making those goals, taking those actions that we want to take to get to where we want to be and what we want to be doing. So yeah, just thinking, actually, am I showing up in my life enough? Do I want to be more active in my life? And what does that look like? And then connection, connection, connection as a theme for Thursday, which seemed ginormous as a theme. And I suppose they all are in their own way. But yeah, well, I've struggled with loneliness in the past. I often talk to people about loneliness. And when it was really bad for me, I looked into it and came up with 5 ways that can help us to feel a sense of connection. And one of them being obviously with other people, and then also our 4-legged furry friends, if we've got them, then connecting with a higher being, if we've got one, connecting to our hobbies and interests. I share a story of one Christmas day when I was on my own and wary that I was going to be on my own. So the night before, I went to the shops and got myself some kids craft projects because I didn't want anything complicated. I just wanted to enjoy myself, and had a thoroughly beautiful afternoon on Christmas Day. And it wasn't that when it ended, when I finished and put the stuff away, that I then felt lonely again. I'd had that sense of connection, that need for connection met. And what also helped that day was that I was doing it outside. It was a beautiful day here in New Zealand. And again, that's another way of getting that sense of connection, being out in nature. And then also connection to a higher being, if we've got one, and connection to ourselves and our core values. And so thinking about, you know, what is really important to me, and have I got that happening in my life at the moment? And just those different ways that, you know, maybe we haven't got people around us. You know, maybe we've moved to a new area. Maybe we've struggled to make friends. Maybe what I think was the biggie for me at the time was actually my energy levels. And however much I wanted to be around people, I didn't have the conversation or the energy for the conversation for a one-to-one sort of meetup. So yes, just those different ways that can really make a difference with some of those feelings of loneliness. And then Friday was about learning. And I think, you know, if we're on our personal development journey, if we're on our healing journey, then we're always learning. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I've got a stack of books that are waiting for my attention because I'm interested. You know, psychology was probably the only subject that I did any good at school. I'm interested in how we roll and how we rock and why we do certain things and don't do others. And so, yeah, love that, always learning. And that idea that, you know, we're always a student to those around us. And I love it during sessions. And it often happens where, you know, someone that I'm working with will share something that they're bringing into their world or have read about, or just something that they're sharing in whatever way, and that I find fascinating or interesting, or going to give it a go or listen to it or read it or watch it or whatever it is. So yes, that openness, that there's always going to be something that we can learn. So yes, that, and yeah, I really felt that sense of connection, that thread of connection, golden thread of connection that I often talk about between us all, really came out in this year's theme for Mental Health Awareness Week. And that idea that, yes, this golden thread weaves between us all. And Brené Brown often talks about how we can, or she doesn't often talk about it, she wrote about it, and I often quote her, because she talks about how we are sort of wired and we tend to spot how we don't belong and feel and look for those ways that we've disconnected or that we're not a part of. And actually, what would life look like if we made and took those steps to connect and looked for the ways, spot the ways that we've connected that day, or set the intention for the morning how am I going to connect today? Who am I going to connect with? What can I do to feel more connected? What can I do to feel that sense of connection? So, my question to you is, today, are you going to connect with yourself a bit more? Are you going to connect with nature? Are you going to connect to a higher being if you've got one? Are you going to connect to your hobbies, passions, interests? Or are you going to catch up with some friends or a furry friend?